chapter 8 tonight. Acts chapter 8. I'll begin actually in Acts 7:59. They have the Jewish leaders and such have captured Stephen. They can't resist the power with which he continues to preach and teach the truth. And the Bible says in Acts 7:59, and they stoned Stephen, calling upon God, saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. And Saul was consenting unto his death. And at that time there was a great persecution against the church which was at Jerusalem. And they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. And devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentation over him. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house and hailing men and women, committed them to prison. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your blessings and goodness. And I thank you that you have been and continue to be our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter, even the present, the stormy blast, our eternal and our celestial home, God. Father, we thank you. We praise you for your loving care, for your strong arms that hold us and keep us, carry us, and guide us through this life. Lord, I ask for the filling of your spirit just to help me as I minister to the church tonight. And Lord, I thank you for this time to have a missions conference to be focused upon our part in missions and our fellowship with the missionaries that we have. And Father, I thank you for this church and for the heart that you put in so many to be burdened for missions, dear God, and want to have a part in seeing the gospel go forth, dear Lord, and to be helpers, fellow helpers to the truth, as your word has called us to be. And Father, help me, fill me with thy spirit. Help those in the nursery tonight and fill with thy spirit there, watching the children. And Father, thank you for a good morning. Thank you for the moving working of your spirit. Might your word just continue to do in our hearts, Father, what needs to be done. And Lord, help us just to be careful to thank you and praise you. May those who could not be here tonight, I know we love them, we miss them, and may they just find a time of solace with you. And Father, we pray and ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. We are focusing on missions this month, so I'm going to take the time to read a couple more letters tonight. And usually I'll do that during the year, maybe not even once a month. Usually it's maybe every other month I'll take a Sunday night and do that. But this will be the second time, I think, this month that I've taken a Sunday night and to read some letters. But I just want to do that. And kind of keeps us in touch. It was good to have Brother Bernard here, wasn't it? And he was a blessing. So he's off to Washington now and ministering there. He's got another meeting in Washington, and then he'll be in California and then back to the East Coast. So I did mention to him, he'd asked me about his letter, and I hadn't got it. And I got it like 2 days before he left, his letter, his October letter. So I'm going to go ahead and read that. And I told him I'd be reading it tonight. And he wanted to thank the church. He was just so blessed to minister. And it was a time of mutual edification, wasn't it? And it's just a blessing for that. All right, Brother Bernard, this is his October letter, and he writes, I'd like to start this letter by giving update information about a request. By the way, let me hit the pause button. I read this section for a reason. God told his church, Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, are the uttermost parts of the earth. And those were the last words that he said before he left. So they must have been pretty important. But the church in Acts kind of put it on the back burner, didn't they, for a while? The church in Jerusalem didn't seem to get right to that, did they? They were ministering in Jerusalem, and persecution began to start. And what happened? They grabbed Stephen. And, of course, stoned him, as we read. And then Saul was persecuting the church, and we read there that he was He made havoc of the church, verse 3. Entering into every house, hailing men and women, committed them to prison. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. I think God would have rather the therefore have been because he'd said it the first time. The therefore they went was because of the persecution. See, God has a way of getting his job done, doesn't he? God wanted them to go out and preach the gospel everywhere. And they were scattered everywhere but the apostles. Well, why is that? Well, you see, those who were persecuting didn't want to lay hands on the apostles. Not because they were afraid of them. They were afraid of getting stoned for laying hands on them. the Bible tells us that. They feared because the multitudes, the apostles were lifted up. And God enabled them to do miracles and such. And the Bible says, the rest durst no man add themselves to them. There were some trying to say, well, we're like them. But then God said, no, he showed by miracles, these are special chosen ones. And so the multitudes realized their calling. And the Pharisees realized, the multitudes realized that. And so they won't lay hands on them. They'll kill everybody else, but not, we won't touch the apostles. So they were safe there in Jerusalem. Nonetheless, what? They should have sent out the missionaries. They should have begun doing that. Shouldn't have taken persecution to begin to obey what God has. And it seems that they had kind of a slow growth there in Jerusalem. Remember when Paul went back there and visited, and they had some saying, hey, you've got to be circumcised and keep the law of Moses to be saved. I'm thinking, this is in Jerusalem. This is where the apostles are hanging out. And this is still around? When Paul's visiting there, in Acts 15? What an amazing thing. You see, they were slow off the start line, weren't they, to get them things right. And by the way, even Peter, when he was visiting the church in Antioch, it was later started. He separated himself, remember that? When some of the Jews showed up, they didn't have a good start there. That's why, because they weren't obedient immediately, I think, to the truth. And so what became the model missionary church? The church in Antioch. They're the ones that were the first. They're meeting in there. They got a meeting, and the elders and such are meeting together, and those filled with the Spirit and serving. And the Holy Ghost says, separate me, Barnabas and Paul, and Saul, for the work whereunto I've called them. That's how God wanted it to be. And that probably could have happened in Jerusalem if they'd have been more keen upon obeying the word. But God sends them out. That's why I'm thankful that we can give to missions. Brother Dennis was just sharing with me on the finances there that once again we're going to be able to give our missionaries over Christmas a double offering because of what's in the missions. What a blessing. I tell you, I just got the Baptocostal goosebumps there. What a blessing, to be able to support missionaries. I think God blesses that, and it's a blessing to us as well. So, Brother Bernard writes, I'd like to start this letter by giving update information about a request I'd made in the June letter. He says, the request was about the possibility of being able to rent a larger unit in the building that we currently meet in on Sunday mornings. I thought I had done it in the previous letter, August, but came to the realization that it was not so after being asked about it. Thank God for prayer warriors who had been praying about that request and remembered to ask me about the current situation. The answer is that I received the larger unit, I think you might have shared that with us, and have been meeting in it for several weeks already. The same week I had planned to meet with management, I received a phone call from them. Interestingly, the call was about them wanting to meet with me about moving to the larger unit. It's so funny. Can you picture that? Because they wanted to use a smaller one. I am meeting in for other purposes, since the larger one would be too big. This unit is about 2.5 times larger than the current one. I'm meeting in, it'll be much better for future growth. In addition to this, the rent remains the same, and so there's no additional cost to me. Can you imagine that? The landlord calls you up, hey, we want to ask you something. No. They're wanting to rent it to somebody else. Would you mind taking the larger unit? for the same price, by the way. We want to use the smaller one. Oh, okay. Praise God, amen. He works in wonderful ways. Brother Bernard says, in the answer to prayer, I received much more than I had requested, and would like to thank you for your prayers and interest concerning this matter. Medical appointments, on the other hand, did not go as planned. When I returned to the country, I found out that the appointment that was made was canceled and rescheduled in January 2020. It's bitter early to know how it will affect my scheduling, but the Lord knows all about it. I will move on and take it one day at a time. I'm currently almost completed with the schedule of visiting all supporting churches. There are just a few that I have not been able to schedule a time, but I'm looking forward to completing it in the next few weeks. As of this moment, I will be here for 4 months, God willing. I have several thousand miles of travel ahead of me and would like for you to pray concerning safety on the road. I'd also ask prayer for open doors of opportunity to schedule visits with new church contacts that I might be able to raise necessary finances that have been lost over the years. And Brother Bernard's one of those missionaries. We have several, I believe, that their support's gone down, and yet they stay there and minister by faith, and God has, you know, continues to provide. And he lives very frugally, and I came over and saw him Friday night and prayed with him. He was having a big old salad for dinner, you know, and it's just a blessing, you know, to fellowship with him. And I'm thankful for his ministry there. Let's pray for Brother Bernard. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for Brother Bernard, and he was just a blessing to us while he was here. I thank you for your people, and I thank you for the giving of your church, dear God, that we, for the first time, were able to have the opportunity to care for a missionary in this way, and that we could be his base, Father, while he was out here. We could have a part in enabling him to minister to his supporting churches out here on the West Coast. Father, what an honor and what a privilege. And I thank you for that. I thank you for the safety you gave him in his travels. We pray for his continued meetings. We pray for his travels back to the East Coast, Father. Continue to use him, Father, in a mighty way. We pray for his supporting churches that you would continue to help them as well and bless him as he ministers to them and reports to them, Heavenly Father. And Lord, if you will, that some perhaps who have, maybe they've had to drop him because of finances, maybe there'd be some revival there, maybe if needed, maybe some more blessings that they need, maybe they could take him back on, maybe some who have him could raise his support, maybe some new churches could take him on, Father, but I pray that you'd work that out. We know that you have provided his needs in every way, Father, and we thank you for that. Continue to help him with his health, his back and such. Give him grace and healing and the doctor's wisdom, Father, to help him and to just guide him in that. Father, we pray and ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I was thinking about our missionaries I forget where I'd heard it, but they were talking about the number one need, the number one health problem of homeless children in America is what? Obesity. That's how much we're suffering as a nation. Number one health problem of our homeless children in America is obesity. We're a blessed nation. And I'm thankful that we can minister as God directs. Any of you meet Brother? I know some of you have Brother Myers. He was missionary in Mexico. He was here recently. Do we have him here? It wasn't last year, but the year before, was it? Maybe it wasn't last year. It was recently we had him here. Year before, I think. Yeah. So we haven't taken him on financially, but we've been praying for him for a long time. And he's come to our church multiple times. He ministers in Mexico, and he goes to the markets in Mexico. They have the outdoor markets. Anybody ever been to those outdoor markets in Mexico? That's an experience, you know. How much is that? This is $5. I don't know. It looks like we're only worth $3 to me. Okay, $3.50. And you bargain about everything, you know. And in the markets, well, he goes around to those markets and preaches the gospel. And it's a great ministry. He started in Tapalpa, which is on the Baja side there in Mexico and such, in that area there. But now he's in Guadalajara. And he's with a local church there, but he has the ministry where he goes out from that church and goes to the markets and just preaches the gospel. And he says, praise the Lord for fruit of the markets. The Lord has been gracious to allow some folks get saved at the different markets this past month. Downtown, near this Baptist church, he says, Gabriel accepted Christ as Savior. Jorge Antonio is here in Guadalajara from Mexico City as a student that was saved during our Saturday witnessing in a downtown plaza near the big cathedral. In another municipality of Guadalajara, Tenaya, there is a very large market that is known for arts and crafts, furniture made with pottery, wood, and metal. We found Edgar and Javier in a not-so-busy part of the market, who were attentive to the gospel message and accepted the gift of God. Praise the Lord. Each one above filled out a follow-up card, and I have that I have handy everywhere I go. I then go where they live and encourage them to grow and attend a good church nearby. Please pray for this part of this ministry, that the Lord will help us with these folks recently saved. And now have 30 markets located where the word of God is being sown, and look forward to seeing more come to Christ. I have help from a 15-year-old teen, Leo, on Thursdays to evangelize the markets, and it is such a blessing to have someone with me. The guys that helped me downtown on Saturday are encouraged as well to get the gospel out to the multitudes. We recently ministered to Hermes, a double amputee, who recently had his wheelchair stolen from him. He got saved and let us take him to church on the following Sunday. That in itself is a great blessing in our ministry. Amen. He says, we ask that you keep in prayer a three-night evangelistic meeting planned in the spring of 2020. My pastor, Brent Logan, with some groups from the States and Mexico, will help us reach an area of our city that has no independent Baptist church. We have a few thousand Spanish Bibles made available for this event, and pray for wisdom and direction in organizing it. How wonderful it would be to see folks here benefit from such an outreach, and a tremendous blessing to those who participate in getting it done. To God be the glory. In his services, Mike and Carol Myers, and they're a wonderful family, and we're thankful for their service in Mexico. Let's pray for the Myers ministering there. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Brother Mike Myers and their ministry there in Mexico. And God, we thank you for the word going out in those marketplaces, Lord. We thank you for these souls that have heard that gospel and have responded, dear Lord, and prayed and asked you to save them, Father. And Lord, we pray for those that have been born again, Father, that that you would help them to get them connected, dear God, to a Bible preaching local church, Father. Help them in that, we pray, and work that out for them, Father. We thank you for their ministry there. Keep them safe, dear Lord. Meet their needs. We pray for this evangelistic meeting in the spring coming up, Heavenly Father, that you'd help them in the plans for it, and that the gospel would go forth, Father, that many more would be saved, Lord, and learn about your love for them, and the forgiveness of the riches of the forgiveness of sins that we have through faith in Jesus Christ, and the hope of this eternal home that we look forward to. Father, continue to use them in a great way. Give them grace and strength, for we know, as we know about ourselves, even from this morning, Lord, that we get weary at times, and we know that our missionaries do, though we seldom hear of it, Father. And we pray that you'd help them, each one, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, then I have one more from our missionary family in Brazil, which is the Rogers. Yes, Rogers. The Rogers. And they're in G. Paraná, Brazil. And Brother Sammy and Sister Inessa. And they write Psalm 136:1. I'll give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. I'm so thankful that the great shepherd hears the prayers of his sheep. I'm overwhelmed how the Lord has answered our prayers the past couple of months. What a great privilege it is to serve the King of Kings. Amen. Says we kicked off the month of this is his November letter. He says we kicked off the month of October with a wonderful missions conference. Amen. Nice to know that our missionaries are having missions conferences. That's what it's all about. We kicked off the month of October with a wonderful missions conference. The Lord truly blessed with great biblical messages every service. We pray that the people gain a better vision for the worldwide need of Christ. We were very pleased to have our sending pastor stay with us a few days. Our family was truly blessed to be able to spend time with him and be encouraged in the Lord. We also saw that the people were very encouraged to see that our sending church from afar supports the and cares for them. Amen. Preacher Wagenschutz was the special speaker for our church anniversary. We had a great morning service with some returning visitors and had a great spirit among the people. For the main service, which is held in the evening, we were very pleased with how many showed up. There are even people sitting in chairs outside the entrance of the church. However, greater than that was during the invitation time, a 26-year-old lady named Gabriella received Christ as her Lord and Savior. Amen. Her mother was the first lady that we were able to win to the Lord 12 years ago and baptized her in Jipadana. Amen. What a blessing. Since then, she's been praying for her family's salvation. Long continuance, huh? Praying and praying and praying and praying. Amen. Many of her family members have been saved since that time. Now all three of her children have made the decision for eternity. Amen. What a blessing. I'm also very pleased to report that 2 weeks ago, Edson and his wife, Karina, who have two precious little girls, both received the Lord as their Savior. We're so happy that the Good Shepherd has answered our prayers concerning the salvation of these dear folks. Amen. Because of these decisions made for salvation and others who have been invited by their family members and friends to our church, we have seen a regular increase in attendance. Just within the last 2 months, we have almost doubled our attendance. Amen. This is a wonderful blessing. However, we are experiencing some growing pains. Please be in prayer that we will be able to finish and soundproof our nursery within a decent amount of time. We also covet your prayers that we will soon be able to finish constructing our upstairs balcony that will seat 15 to 20 more people in the church building. Thank you for your prayers and support. Amen. All right. So we're thankful for the Rogers family serving there in Brazil. Well, I was reading about that area, man. They got bugs that can just kill you. I mean, you don't go up and just grab a butterfly down there, because pray for their safety. Of course, they live there's some violence around them in the neighborhoods too. They've seen that. We mentioned in one of his letters they had three times their service interrupted by somebody with a weapon, and God has kept them safe and allowed them to continue to minister there. And you are bulletproof until God's done with you, folks. And if you're a Christian walking in His will, nobody can take you away until God's done with you. And we can be thankful and know that God's faithful in regards to that. All right. I'm going to let you out early tonight. Kept you long this morning, and going to let you out early tonight. All right. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your people, and I thank you for the good time that we could have together. I thank you for the privilege to support missionaries. And Father, I thank you for the fellowship we have in this church, the love that we see one toward another. I thank you for the truth of your word that goes forth, Father. And Lord, I pray that you'd help us to continue to submit ourselves to it, Father, to be people of prayer. And dear God, we've heard that to act without prayer is heathen, and to pray without acting is hypocrisy. And I pray you'd help us not to be either of those, Father, but to be doers of the word and not hearers only, Father. I thank you for your people, Lord. Should you tarry, give us a good week. Lord, you give us opportunities to be a witness for you in some way, in word, in deed. And Lord, watch over us and be with us tonight and in the time you'd give us. And Father, we pray that we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.